Thank you, Sister Amani, for the seat of $23. Prepare, young lady, for this next season that you're getting ready to walk into. For you will step into a season of new opportunities. You will step into a season where there's going to be a shifting and some changing of some things. And I don't know what's going on in school, but it seems like you might be changing some majors or something of that nature. For the Lord says, no woman of God that I made thee an overcomer. I don't know if there's some kind of a conflict that may be showing up between now and sometime the end of October. God says, be at peace, because it seems like this conflict could appear in an argument with someone close to you. And yet God says, use the power of discretion. Watch your words during that season and do not let anything disturb thee, because someone will try to bring up an accusation or gossip concerning thee, but be at peace and yet move in love. And you're going to be able to transform and turn that thing into something that is going to end up blessing you and moving you into the next realm, and yea, even into the next dimension. For the Lord says, this is a season for you, Sister Amani, to begin to let go of the fear. Let go of the fear of holding on to things. Let go of the fear of attachments. For the Lord says, this is an hour and this is a season where I touch your mind in a brand new way. Know that I shall do a new thing for thee. For the Lord says, I bring forth protection all around thee, and my protection shall cover thee. My protection shall heal thee. My protection will cause you to step into the spotlight, and you're going to let your gifts and your talents shine. My protection shall begin to cause you to come into a time where you're going to have the ability to promote yourself and on some things. Mine, yea, saith the Lord, for you will see between now and the end of September, God said, I bring forth covering and protection. God says security and caution are going to be important now, you say the Lord of hosts. And he says, just don't get into arguments and things of that nature. Keep your belongings secure, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, this is an hour and this is a season where you're going to begin to see that which seems to be unstable shall begin to line up and be stable. Thank you, Sister Amani.
Prophet Shavu Johnson, what is the word of the Lord to Sister Imani Johnson?
Prophetess Imani Johnson, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that God is restoring the joy of your salvation. And I see you leaping and laughing. And I just see joy everlasting around you. And even the angels of God shall visit thee, even in thy nighttime season. And the Lord began to even do a work, even in your stomach, even in your lower area. God is bringing restoration to the organs, even in your body. And God rebukes the devout for your sake, saith the Spirit of the living God. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And I am so agreement with the word of the Lord to Prophetess Imani. Prophetess Imani, I so agree. I was about to say Prophetess Imani. Father God says there's going to be a hastening for you to fulfill the word of the Lord in your life. Father God says this is the season where there's a mirroring effect coming to you concerning the people in your life. So Father God says fret not, for Father God says as you move forward in your development, you're in such a season of development. Father God says he's developing the prophetess in you. And Father God says this is the season where there's going to be a new direction in the steps and path that he's taking you. And Father God says you no longer will ask where I'm going or where have I been. Father God says you're going to be on a new path and you're going to know exactly what you're doing concerning destiny and purpose and where you are to be. And that is the word of the Lord.